Welcome back to Old Nerd, Young Nerd. I'm Derek.
And I'm Todd.
And we are here with Zombies, episode 59.
Wow.
Yep.
Episode 59.
Last time, Todd had another episode where he could basically just sit and listen, not really do anything, as his police officers spoke with the scouting party that stayed behind in the town and basically told them or asked them to leave because they were making everyone uncomfortable. It was a little bit tense, but they ended up leaving with no incident. And then Todd, you interviewed everyone else in the town that they had spoken to, found out that they were out kind of looking for you for what you did in their town, which you didn't really do anything.
Yeah,
but they
I'm
just
innocent.
know they just know you were there, and then you weren't. And there was an explosion in their woods. So anyway, you decided to send half the town's workforce back to your camp and just kind of keep a ghost force, like an even more of a ghost force there for show. And everyone's kind of in a holding pattern. So it's been a little bit since these guys have left. You know, they said they were going to swing back through in a few hours, all of them, allegedly. So what do you want to do with the few hours you have left until they allegedly return?
I think what I want everyone to do is I still want everyone patrolling the towns and being ready. But I also want to start blocking up the entrances to the buildings too, if we have to retreat back to them. So I want to get everything ready for like a siege type situation. Probably going back to either City Hall or the police station.
Are you going to prep
probably
both? Or are you just going to pick one?
I'm trying to think. I think we should do, I think we should prep City Hall to fall back to. I don't want to have, I mean, if the need arises, but I'm going to have, everybody that was in the, that still left in the town, like that skeleton crew, work on that. The rest of the guys from the HK units, I want them to, get some rest, two on, two off, in terms of, getting some rest because we don't know what's going to be happening, and I'll just let it go with that. I'll just have everybody, battening up the hatches, so to speak, on City Hall, except for maybe one entrance and one exit, and we'll take it from there.
Where do you want to be? Considering
I want
that
to be
they're
whatever,
looking for you.
Wherever the topmost floor in that City Hall is, so I can see. I'm probably just going to like roll my sleeping bag down near there while
but
somebody else is.
Do you want to be on the roof? Because you can.
No, I don't want to. Well, I don't want to be on the roof. I want to be somewhat enclosed just in case, while I'm sleeping.
All right.
I
So
mean, I'll
third
probably go
floor.
on the roof like, I'll go on the roof when awake and it's my turn to watch, but other than that, I want to be like in a room so I can just get some rest.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to like chill out and then, just tell them, every couple hours we'll switch on and off. And then I'll hang out at the top on the roof, just so I can see if I can see anything and take it from there.
All right. So
Look at as usual.
You're going to sleep for the first 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to rest. We've been through a lot. I didn't really get much of a rest before even getting out of town. So, yeah, I want to be at my peak or as close to it as I can be with 2 hours sleep. But some is better than nothing.
So the 2 hours went by uneventfully. You're woken up for your shift change.
Oh, good. All right.
You
Sounds like
check
good
in.
news so far.
You check in with HK2 at the strip mall, and they have eyes on the other town. They said nothing's changed over there so far.
Mm-hmm.
The next 2 hours go by uneventfully. And
All
now
right,
you're
so
at about 2 more hours until they're allegedly coming back this way.
okay.
Knowing that you basically have 2 hours left, is there anything you want to do, or you're just good with your plan as is?
No, I mean, I'm still going to have the sentries on the various roofs throughout the town, you know, and, you know, at the police station and obviously at the city hall. But other than that, you know, there's no use worrying about something. I can't do anything about the future until it comes, and
okay.
It's the present. So that's what I'll wait for.
Okay, the 2 hours go by.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sign of these people coming back through yet.
All right, so now I'm getting kind of suspicious. I want everybody up for the next couple of hours, being mindful of the woods around the town as well and all the roads in. Because it's kind of weird that, you know, we haven't heard anything or seen anything. Have we seen anything?
No.
Any of the scouts report anything, or the lookouts? So nobody's seen anything.
No sign of them.
Not even a zombie.
No zombies.
All right. So as long as we don't have any herds, so we don't smell anything on the wind or anything like that, or hear any distant sounds or anything.
Nothing. As far as you, it's a serene, quiet, whatever time of day it is, called
all
evening.
Right, unless the other time. So what are we like 6 hours in now since?
Yeah.
So what's that, late afternoon, or where are we at now?
No, it was in the morning, so now you're basically at night.
All right. I don't want anybody having lights on the rooftops for the sentries.
Mm-hmm.
I really just want to let that, you know, light be used as a warning type of thing, like flashing to us if they see somebody or something.
Okay.
But other than that, I want the town as dark as possible. And, you know, pull everybody else in for the night, who, you know, like the workers and everybody still in the various buildings, and
mm-hmm.
let them get some sleep. And we'll just take over watching throughout the night.
So the hours creep on and there's still no sign of these people. It's well past the time they said they would be back. And at this point, you get a radio from HK2 noticing that there's vehicles heading towards the strip mall.
Uh-huh.
Like, and they assume that they're heading in your direction, because why else would they be coming this way?
How many sets of headlights do they see?
3.
All right. I'm gonna tell them to just, you know, hold tight and you know, try not to make a move, and hopefully they'll pass by and they can let us know if they stop or they overhear anything or anything like that as they're coming up the road.
So in a few minutes, they check back in and say they just zoomed right past. They're heading full speed down the road. They're flying.
All right. Well,
so
I let everybody else know to get ready.
Within about, yeah, so at the rate of speed they're going, Todd, you have probably about 20 minutes till they're at the town you're in.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to have everybody form up. I'm also going to wake up everybody else that was sleeping and tell everybody to get into a window, and also have the other end of town watch as well, because I don't know what's going on here. But I'm going to have everybody on the alert by the time, hopefully, they get there.
All right. So you have your people set up. And in 20 minutes, you can hear the cars approaching. They're going, you know, they're flooring it. They're going fast.
Okay.
And whether it's you, I don't know if this would be a surprise to you or not, but they don't even stop. They just speed right through your town and continue on another way.
Uh-oh.
They continue on in the direction that those other cars were going earlier. that they didn't come back from.
All right.
And you could see the vehicles that went, they were all like full-size vans. So they might have been, there could have been anywhere from like 8 to 12 people in each of them.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay, I am going to see if I could send somebody. Do we have anybody else on do we have any motorcycles or anything left?
No, they're with HK2 at the mini mall.
That's what I thought. I'm going to have two people go out in one of the cop cars and just have them tag a ways behind, just as long as they can see their headlights, but don't engage.
Mm-hmm.
And just see if they can find out where they're going, but still stay well back, like a mile or two.
So you want two of the cops from HK4 to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you, we still have that pretense of they're cops and they're just going to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But don't engage, just follow and then just report.
So you don't want them to, like, headlights on, try and pull them over or anything?
No, right? No. I don't want to get involved in any of this. The zombie apocalypse. I can't afford to be involved.
Okay, so they said they'll report in when they can. You know, you're like, your people are kind of speculating that maybe the other people never checked in, and this is a, or maybe they ran into something, and this is a response force.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking it is, and I want to find out what they ran into that they needed all those reinforcements for, to begin with. So because if I don't feel like dealing with like another herd situation and getting caught, you know, last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I'd rather have more time to prepare. Forewarned is forearmed. So I just want them to find out where they're going and what they're doing and who they're doing it with or to. And then as soon as they find out, to head back.
Okay. So it's been about a half hour since they've headed out.
And I haven't heard any reports since then?
I mean, they've checked in that they've kind of caught up with that they have the vehicles in their sight and they're following at a distance.
All right, so they've been going, how far out have they gone so far? If they've been driving for a half an hour and they're going fast.
It's been several miles.
All right. Okay.
And as you get this report, HK2 chimes in that another convoy is leaving from the other town.
What?
Yep.
Convoy of what?
From what they can tell, it's two smaller cars and one, like, full-size tractor trailer. Like an actual tractor trailer, an 18-wheeler.
Well, that's a lot of cargo space for people or whatever.
So they said this convoy isn't driving as fast as the other one did. So they're not sure when they're going to pass through, but obviously they're going to be passing through at some point.
All right. They sense a trap.
But for who?
Probably for me. I'm going to have everybody up on the rooftops because I think I know what's coming and I want to be prepared for it.
Okay.
So I'm going to have everybody up on rooftops with the rifles and any other arms we have throughout. I want people to be ready to start bolting the entryways to the city hall as well as the police station. But other than that, I just want everybody on the lookout.
Okay.
And I'll wait to see what's coming.
So you have, you move all your people to the roofs. They're all armed.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, HK4, mobile HK4 checks in and says, The convoy they were following stopped. They're catching up. They're getting to a safe place to park their vehicle, but they have their windows down and they can hear gunfire.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, tell them not to get involved, just to find out what they can find, and see what they can see, but don't engage. Do not engage. I repeat, do not engage with the other force, whatever they're, you know, just report and then get ready to head back. And then meanwhile, what's going on with the tractor trailer and the two cars? Do we know? Did we see them yet?
No, they haven't arrived to your location yet.
All right.
They weren't going as fast as the other vehicles. So you might have like another 10 minutes or so.
All right. Is HK4 able to get within distance to see what's going on? Are they able to pull off to the side and hide the car and get out and see what's going on?
Yeah, that's what they're currently doing. They're setting up to setting up for surveillance.
Okay. All right. I mean, there's nothing else for me to do but wait. I'm as prepared as I can be with the skeleton force. You know, at least with being on top of the buildings, we are not in the immediate line of fire. If there is some kind of horde coming, we have some kind of, you know, backup, so it's not immediately going to be an issue of being overwhelmed, because, you know, they'd have to get in and then they'd have to climb up the steps and get to us. So I'm holding on to that for right now.
So in a couple minutes from your positions on the roofs, you can see the headlights of vehicles making their way towards the town.
Which ones? The ones that were in the firefight, or the...
No, the other direction.
Oh, the two cars and the tractor trailer?
The two cars and the tractor trailer.
All right. All right. And we'll keep an eye out on them. Are they doing anything other than just driving towards us?
Well, you can see the tractor trailers like further back and going slower than the cars. The cars are coming up on the town, but unlike the vehicles that sped through like an hour ago, these cars are going slower. You can see them entering the town, and they appear to be taking the road going straight through, but they're not going through at the same pace the other vehicles were. They're going through much slower, as if they're looking around carefully.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as they haven't done anything aggressive as of yet, we'll just hold our fire and wait, see what we could find out either from these guys that are in our town, or if the cops report back as to what's going on ahead of us.
Funnily enough, as the cars kind of make their way towards the edge of town and the tractor trailer starts entering the town, you get a report from HK4 saying that they are observing what appears to be a large scale fight, but they can't tell who these people are fighting. They can't tell if it's zombies or other humans.
Mm.
They want to know if you want them to go any closer or just stay where they are.
No, we're going to need to find out to see what's going on. So I'm going to tell them to creep closer until they can see, but don't get too close where they'd have to worry about getting shot at themselves.
Okay, they said they'll check in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
All right. What do we got going on with the tractor trailer and the two cars now?
So the tractor trailer has basically made its way to the edge of town. The two cars have pulled beyond the town, and once they've cleared the town, everyone accelerates and moves in the direction of where the fight is.
Hmm. All right, I'm gonna radio to HK4 that they've got some vehicles headed their way. I want to make sure that they're undercover and that their vehicle is out of sight. And if it's not, tell them to hustle back and move it out of sight.
You hear a quick response that the vehicle's camouflaged.
Okay.
Or if not full-blown camouflaged, it's, you know, concealed.
Okay.
They said they're trying to set up for a new position, and they should they found some kind of abandoned building, and they're going to try and set up in there to see if they can get some kind of high view.
Okay. All right. Let's hope they can. So we can find out what's finally going on.
And we will find out next time.
Oh!
I take sick pleasure in doing that.
Yeah.
And I do it just about every episode, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. So a whole lot of nothing seemed to have happened on this episode, but we are prepared.
Yeah, episode number 60. Will we get answers? Stay tuned. Will we find out?
All right.
All right, we'll find out more next time. In the meantime, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Old Nerd Young Nerd. And as always, I'm Derek.
And I'm Todd. And remember, normal is the new boring. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.